This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, Rabbi Isai. As we, believe it or not, start the ninth perek of Masechtas Kelim. That's really amazing. As we are dedicated by the Fisher family, Linishmas Basi Bas Rabbi, Shlomo Ben Avraham Halevi, Peor Bas Reuven, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. We also learn the Linishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, for the Yom HaShem Mechai Yisar, Yaakov Ben Masileh, for the Schus of Avraham Yom Ben Shema Malki Yehudas, by Yol Klugman and family, Lefu Shalem, for Avigdor Ayyub Ben Rifka, in the Bas Chai Yisar, Yitz Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, Rifka Bas Shira Leah, Chana Bas Shah Shabina Devor, Bas Shah Shabina Chai Yisar, Bas Shah Shabina and Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fadl, Meir Ben Chai Yisar, Yishad Avra Lefu Shalem, B'Sei Shar Chayli Yisrael. Now, Machat Oitabas, a needle or a ring, shenimtza b'nechushtoi shel tana. Now, nechushtoi is a strange word because it doesn't mean the copper, which is nechushtoi. Here it means in the bottom of the oven. The oven is, we know the oven is earth. So embedded in the earth of the oven, you find a needle or a ring. Nirin, if it could be seen by the interior of the oven, avalo yoitzim, but it doesn't protrude into the airspace of the oven. And the oven is tameh, so if it's, let's say, on the side, remember they bake the bread on the side, if the needle and the ring are found to the depth that im oife es abotzek, if you would bake the bread v'huna gerban, and the bread would sink down and touch them, then they're tameh. Now, what type of a bread? Be'ezu batzek amru. Not a well-done bread, which doesn't sink at all, and not a very loose dough, which sinks very deeply, but be'batzek habeinini, a mediocre dough. So if it would sink to that depth where the ring or the needle is, then it's tameh. Now, remember, they used to coat the oven with clay. Nimtzu b'tfeila satana, if you find in the clay of the oven, mukif tzamid pasul, this is an oven that's in an ohel hameis, that's in a room with a corpse. The oven is tightly sealed. So normally a tightly sealed oven saves its contents from an oil mace. But im b'tomei, if the oven was tomei because sheretz went into it, the only clay cheres that blocks tomei is only a tar clay cheres. Im b'tomei tomeiin. The im b'tar, but if it's tar, tahirin. Now, what if you find the ring, there's a cork. Now this cork is like a T. The base of the T sticks into the opening, and then it also is clay on either side, like the extensions of the T. So it nimtza b'megufa sachavius, if you find the ring or the needle embedded in the clay cork, mitzi deha, if it's in the cork that's on the side, so that's not considered, the sides are not considered to be part of the barrel, so then it's tameyim. Mikineged pia, but if the ring is in the part that goes in to the mouth, it's the part that's the stopper, the cork, then that's considered as if it's part of the barrel, and therefore tahirin. Now, remember, this is talking about where it's in an ohel hameis, where it's in a room that has a corpse. So if it's embedded in the cork on the sides, so that's not considered to be part of the oven. So the oven, which is tightly sealed, the earthenware pitcher, which is tightly sealed, is saved from the tumma. But that which is on the sides, the T of the stopper, that's not part of the oven. So that's tummy because it's in the Noel HaMeis. If it's, however, in the mouth, the part that's in the mouth, so that part of the stopper is considered to be part of the clay cheres, and therefore it is tar because it's a tzamid pas. If, however, the ring or the needle would enter the ear space of the oven, then it would be tame. Because a clay cheres only saves itself and foodstuff. It doesn't save metal from an oil amase. So nirin b'saycha, if let's say it's embedded in the stopper, but the bottom is revealed and it sees the interior, but it's not in the interior of the pitcher. Avalei lavira, it's not in the interior. Tahirin. Shoykin b'seicha, or even if it's the cork sinks into the interior. The tachteim keklipas hashum, but it's still covered with a layer as thin as garlic of clay of the stopper, it's tahirin. But if it's actually inside the interior, then it's tameh, even though it's in a sealed cover, a sealed clay cheres, because a sealed clay cheres does not save its contents except if it's food, liquid, or the clay cheres itself, not a metal kalim. Now, here we're going to see the story. This is very interesting. Chavis, a barrel. Sheheimaleya mashkin tahirin. It's full of tardic liquid. Umeinekes b'seicha. And there's a steel straw inside it. Now, mukefes tamid pasul. It's tightly sealed. Unesuna ba'oyal ha'meis. But it's in a room with a corpse. Now, the liquid is tar, because we said if it's tightly sealed, it protects it, and it protects the barrel from becoming tamei. So, Beishamai Oimrim, Hechovius, the barrel, Vamashkin Tairim, because it's in a sealed, tightly sealed cover. But Umeinekes, the siphon, the straw is tamei. Beisil Oimrim, Beisil says, Afmeinekes Tairim. He says, even the straw is tar. But chazu beis hillel lahiris kedivrei beis shammai. You see, biblically speaking, anything that's in a tightly sealed cover is tar. This is very strange that Shammai says, beis shammai says, that the steel straw is tamei, but the water is tar. How could that be? And why should it be tamei if it's in a tightly sealed cover? So Beis Shammai, it's a long story. It's a long story. Look in the Mishnah, look how long the Rav over here is. It's a long story. You see, when we take things from an Am Oretz, they're not careful with tumah. So therefore, a clay cheres from an Am Oretz we don't use. Because we have to be choshes, it's tamei, and you can't be tovel in a mikveh a klei cheres. There's no way to correct it except for breaking it. So we don't use it. Metal utensils of a amaretz we use. We're tovel in the mikveh. Ah, but we have a problem. Why aren't we concerned that the metal keli that we're taking from the Amoritz was in a sealed earthenware vessel that was in the Noyel HaMeis. Now the Amoritz will think, they don't need to tell us. Remember, if it gets to Mesmeis, it's not enough mikveh. You need to be sprayed on the third and the seventh day with the ashes of Parah Aduma. But the Amoritz is not going to tell us anything because he knew it was in a sealed earthenware keli. The only thing is, the only sealed earthenware keli that protects from Tumah is one that's tar. Since we're chayshish that the Amoritz's earthenware keli is tame, it won't protect it in an Oyel HaMeis. And we won't know to do Azor Shlishi Yashvi. So therefore we had to make a rule that any metal keli in a clay cheres in an Oyel HaMeis is tame. This way the Amoritz will say, by the way, it was in an Oyel HaMeis, because he knows any metal keli that's in a clay cheres is tame. Now we only needed the gezeira for the metal. The liquid anyway we don't drink from our arutz, so therefore we didn't have to be automatically metame the liquid. And since the liquid is in a sealed vessel, it's protected from the tumas hameis. We only made this gezeira on the keli, because otherwise, if we would get the keli from the Amoritz, he won't tell us anything, because he'll say, listen, it was inside a tzomet puzzle, it was inside the sealed vessel. It's now a kabel tumah. They don't know that their klei cheres is assumed to be tumah by us, and a tumah vessel doesn't save from tumah in an Oyel HaMeis. The only way we could continue using metal kelim from them just with the mikveh is if we made a standard law that any keli that's in a sealed vessel, even if the sealed vessel was really tar, is tameh. And that way we'll know that they'll tell us, well, it was in an Oyel HaMeis, and therefore we'll know that we can't use it unless we do Hazah Shlishi Ushvi. And Chazu Beis Hillel, Hayris Kediv Beis Shammai, like Beis Shammai's Gezeira. Wow, that's a mouthful. We want to thank you very much for joining us. We still do not have a sponsor out there in YouTube and TorahAnytime.com yonder. We still don't have a sponsor for this week's share on Shlach Lecha, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.